This is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchlandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you've seen Jesse Cove just about everywhere. Actor, filmmaker, known for his roles in Cobra Kai, on Wings of Eagles, D-Day, Battle of Omaha, which I'm sure this audience is very familiar with. He's also worked as a producer on the teen crime thriller As Night Comes, and he's got a brand new gig to talk about here. It's a Tubi original, President Down, and it dives into a rip from the headlines premise, the president's pacemaker is hacked, triggering a $100 million ransom countdown to midnight. And Jesse joins us here on the National Defense. Jesse, how you doing?
I'm so great. Good to be here. Honored to be here. So appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you so much, man. I just want to ask you quickly about D-Day, Battle of Omaha. How was that, the making of that? And, you know, that those kind of films, man, they just mean so much to our audience of active duty military veterans and their families.
It was an honor. The honor was mine making that movie. You know, I played a real life character. First Sergeant Leonard Lamel is one of the first Army Rangers going into the Battle of Pointe du Hoc. It's an incredible story that took place on D-Day, and very, very proud of that movie. A lot of hard work went into it. And funny enough, it's actually the same director of President Down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, you know, I guess that happens kind of frequently, though, in acting. You know, you get somebody, you get a good director, actor team, and that kind of continues, you know, like the Tom Hanks and Bradley Coopers and those kind of people. And there's got to be kind of a comfort for you, right, in working with the same director?
Yeah, you know, he was great to work with, and he had called me, and he knew that this movie, President Down, the workload that it would require, and also a very physical movie, you know, and I'm able to do all that stuff really well, and so he told me that, you know, when I signed on to do this, I had you in mind for this, and he, you know, would want to work with me again. I was like, I'd love to work with you. You know, he's a great director, communicates well, and he knows how to make good action, so of course I said yes, and, you know, we made a really, really good movie, a political thriller, President Down.
Man, I love the premise for this. This is crazy. So the president has his pacemaker is hacked. And, you know, I mean, who would believe that 10 years ago? But, I mean, today it's like, yeah, that could happen.
Sure. Sure. I had a friend of mine who's a heart surgeon. He was so entertained by this movie. He said a lot of it was pretty accurate. So it was very cool to make something that had not been seen before.
And man, that's got to be, I mean, that ticking clock sensation, that's got to be kind of fun to do for you.
Oh, just a blast. I love it so much. And, you know, I love doing action and I like doing everything. But, you know, this one specific was, you know, a lot of energy, high octane. And it's really fun for everyone.
Yeah, we're talking to Jesse Cove here on the National Defense, the new movie President Down. And we can see this on Tubi, right?
Yep, it's available now on Tubi for free with minimal ads, and you can download it on all different platforms that you use, and it's a fun one. Really, the whole family can sit down and watch it, and it's a lot of fun.
Hey, and I want to ask you about your recent collaboration with Academy Award winner John Voight. What was that like?
Oh, thank you. John's amazing. It was amazing to work with him. You know, we got along really well, and he's become a friend now, and he's such a professional, and, you know, he's just so with it with art and, you know, being an actor, and, you know, everything he does is just so wonderfully artistic, and he kept me on my toes filming the movie that we had filmed together, and it was just truly a pleasure to work with him.
Yeah, and you guys had some kind of a shared passion about animal rescue too, right?
John loves animals, and, you know, funny enough, I guess I surround myself with a lot of these people who love to do animal rescue. Like David Chokichi, who's in President Down with me, he's a huge, huge animal advocate. He goes on an airplane called Wings of Rescue, and they load up the plane with about 100, you know, like 100 dogs and crates and, you know, all different types of animals, and they just fly them around the country and
wow.
Getting them to homes and amazing stuff.
Wow. Now, do you have a dog?
I do. I have two pit bulls, and I'm cuddling one of them right now.
Oh, man. I love pit bulls. We just adopted a couple of pit bulls about 15 years ago, and the one guy just passed last year, but we have an 8-year-old now. And
oh, I'm sorry.
Man, I tell you, it tears the life out of you. But pit bulls... Yeah, and obviously you know this, but they get such a bad rap, and it's not them. It's the, you know, bad owners is what happens. But
it's so true.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we've had dogs all our life, but we've never had a more loyal, a sweeter, breed than a pit bull mix.
They used to be little babysitters for babies.
Yeah.
Back in England. That's how sweet they are. And my dog Bubba, he's a 3-legged tripod. I rescued him from Mexico, and
oh, wow.
He's just as sweet as can be.
Oh man, you see, my wife is a big on. She'll find these stories of horrible stuff happening in Mexico and other places with dogs, and she'll send them to me on Instagram. I'm like, I can't even watch. I mean, it's unbelievable what people can do to dogs.
I know. It's like a lot of, unfortunately, there's a lot of evil stuff out there, and, you know, it's, I wish there was a movie like John Wick where we just go hunt down the animal abusers.
There you go. Absolutely.
Let me do that one. I'll do that one really well.
Absolutely. Oh, that's so cool. Well, I can't wait to see this, man. It's just a fascinating plot. It's on Tubi right now, and you can find it, President Down with Jesse Cove. Jesse, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for everything you're doing for pit bulls and for dogs too.
Oh, my pleasure. Honor to be here. Thank you for anyone who's on here who listens. You know, thank you for your service, and I really appreciate you having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Step into softness with a carpet upgrade from The Home Depot. Our stylish choices and simple prices make selecting new carpet simple. With our total project price match guarantee and installation starting just 49 cents per square foot, nobody beats our prices. Enjoy our everyday low prices on carpet with the softness and durability to take on anything life throws its way. Refresh with new carpet today from The Home Depot. Base price for standard installations only. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and one of my favorite athletes from the media side of the world. We're joined by John Sally, who entertained us for years, not only on the court with the NBA, of course, the first player to win an NBA championship with three different franchises, but a guy that I loved on Fox Sports, the best damn sports show, period. John Sally with us today. How are you doing, John?
Hey, how are you, brother? And I have to say to all the service people out there, thank you for your service. And like they said, I'm happy to be under this wonderful protection because of the service people.
Well, I know you're a big star in that world, and you've got a topic that we're talking. We're not talking basketball today. We're talking about about money, right?
Well, we're talking about saving your money in the future, and we're talking about God blessing something finally that's going to help us here all over the world. It's called GodBlessBitcoin.com.
GodBlessBitcoin.com, the website where you can access for free the film God Bless Bitcoin, that John is not only a part of the production, but he's also the executive producer. You know, most people at this point know about cryptocurrency. Of course, Bitcoin, kind of the standard bearer of there. There's a lot of, you don't know any Dogecoin, do you? Do you have any of those weird ones, the meme coins?
You know, we're on a family station, but if it's not Bitcoin, it's another kind of coin.
Clipcoin, there we go. You've got an interesting tack that you're taking with this documentary, this production. You know, people know about monetary systems, and you see the dance that world governments are doing, and you know, and national governments are doing on how they are going to handle cryptocurrency. Even the United States, it seems like we're still kind of feeling our way out as a country. But God Bless Bitcoin takes a different kind of tack, where there's morals involved and there's ethics. That just walk us through how you came to be part of this project and why God's involved in cryptocurrency.
Well, there's certain times, certain ways that you can go about in trying to teach finance. I remember one of the books that I read was The Richest Man in Babylon, was explaining on how you invest in family and how you start a family business and how you move your kids right into financial literacy and how you have build financial generational wealth. That they were getting away from that. The mentality of get a job, work real hard, retire, go on vacation in the summertime. That mentality, then you get 65 years old, you start headed toward death. That was the mentality of we don't want scientists, we don't want engineers, we want people, employees. And these employees, like my dad and my mom, worked their butt off for honest day living, still to have to work into their 60s and 70s. The difference is at one time we didn't have to do it like that. It was, if a dollar was worth a dollar, mm-hmm. a silver dollar, you buy a silver dollar today, it was worth a silver dollar in a week. Now if you buy a silver dollar, if you bought that silver dollar, it's worth $37. And it's kind of hard to explain to me how this one silver dollar is now worth $37.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great investment, but they pushed you away from buying silver, pushed you away from buying gold. It was charlatans all around making sure how they can take. I take a fee here and a fee here, and if I switch from my bank over to your bank, if you wire that money as opposed to sending them a check worth of paper and cutting down a tree, it's going to be $25. If you ACH somebody, it's going to be $47,000 in a fee. No longer that in Bitcoin. If you and I were to say something and I said, hey, I'll get that from you, go, all right, I'll sell it to you for 10 Bitcoin, shares of Bitcoin. Okay, here you go. 10 shares of Bitcoin, boom, sold, no fees, peer-to-peer, action is transparent. You can't really scam me. You can't say it's going into this account and then all of a sudden you dissolve your account, my money's gone. No, it's in that bank. It's in that wallet. It's not touchable. It's digital.
Mm-hmm.
And so the future is digital. Right now you and I are on the phone. Well, I'm on the phone, you're on the phone, we're having a conversation, and no one is thinking about who's taking care. Is it a lady at a board sticking a thing in, like Lily Combs? Like, is that happening? Is this a carabinet show? You know, it's times are changing. Even like with the military, I know in your commissary, when you go in there, you can, just like everybody else, you don't have to have cash. You can put it on your card.
Mm-hmm.
And people are so used to that. You remember when they were giving away credit cards at one time,
that was a big thing. Plastic money was a huge, huge thing in the 70s and 80s. And that was a new concept. So this is the newest concept. This is the reason it said God bless Bitcoin is because it literally puts us back in a position to be in charge of your money. And it's going to save your money. It's going to help you move forward. It's going to put you in the future. Get your wallet. There's a whole, like you just said, there's a whole lot of coins out there. If I were you, I would stay with the one that was, that everybody is buying and investing in, and that's the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an interesting premise that you bring up there with the different ways that money has changed. You know, we didn't, you know, personal checks. At one point in time, those were, you know, groundbreaking, and people had to get used to those. What do you with a decentralized platform like Bitcoin, you got the blockchain, you know, traceable yet not traceable. There's a lot of confusion. What do you think is the most common misconception of people that you've spoken to about cryptocurrency?
Is that it's fake and that you can't see it and you can just say whatever, you can put any value on it and it helps cartels. You know, they just throw a whole bunch of words at you, but no one is paying attention that they literally just print dollars over and over and over. They have no idea. Not only did President Nixon lie to the public and spy on his own citizens, they literally got rid of the gold standard. What if we based our monies on? And how could that be? Why would a president do that? You know, they have to understand that there are some bad people out there who weren't looking out for our best interests.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can look out for your best interests.
Well, you've got some good people involved in this documentary. I saw you've got Mark Cuban, who we've had on the show before, and Tony Hawk, new grandpa Tony Hawk is in it.
Yeah.
What can people expect to see when they go to GodBlessBitcoin.com and watch? Again, I should point out we're talking money, but there's no, you don't have to send any Bitcoin to John. You don't have to send him any cash. No money order. It's a free, it's free to watch. What can they expect when they log on, to GodBlessBitcoin.com?
One, they won't be bored. Two, it looks beautiful. It's shot so well. I'm hoping that the Academy realizes it and at least gives us a nod as far as being nominated.
You're trying to start a new first man to win three championships with three different teams and win an Oscar. That's what you're going for now, huh?
Well, I was so pissed off that Kobe won before me. I was like, man. I can't get anything by a young fella. I was like, man, I was literally wanting to be the first to win an Oscar and be able to brag about that. I still brag about it. But yeah, I literally believe that when people watch this, it's one, is entertaining, it looks great, and two, you learn something. You know, you sit around watching reality shows that don't help anybody, especially the people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like watching Jerry Springer with people with nice clothes. It doesn't enhance your life. This will enhance your life. So watch GodBlessBitcoin.com. The director, Brian, and his wonderful wife decided that they were going to give this to everyone free because they believe in America. They love people, and they want you to know things. You know, you've been out of college a long time. A lot of people want to stop learning. Keep learning. Keep using your brain.
Well, you've been educating and entertaining us for decades now, not just on the court, but, of course, on TV. And we thank you very much for your time. And, again, check out John's work as executive producer of God Bless Bitcoin at GodBlessBitcoin.com. Mr. Sally, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Stay alive.
You've been listening to The National Defense.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at kcnr1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and many veterans, as you know, are still at war, bringing new battles with them that can't be seen. After numerous combat awards and 13 years of service in special ops, including time on SEAL Teams 10 and 6, Navy SEAL Marcus Capone retired from active duty in 2013. Like many returning soldiers, he experienced a difficult transition back to civilian life, which included depression, suicidal thoughts, alcohol abuse, and other concerns that were harmful to him and his family. Marcus, together with his wife Amber, who was determined not to become a victim but to pursue victory for her family as well as others who are suffering, started an inspiring organization to help direct this country forward, both in return service for those who have served and for the outlook on mental health treatment. And as we just kind of wind down on National PTSD Awareness Month, we have Amber and Marcus with us here to talk about their nonprofit, VETS, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. Amber and Marcus, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Randy. Great to be on with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us today.
Hey, Marcus, first of all, take us kind of through your military service, if you will.
Yeah, after college, I spent 13 years on active duty.
I went through buds, you know, seal selection,
right,
in 2001. I spent most of my time deploying to Afghanistan and Iraq with the East Coast SEAL teams. And then the last couple years, we came back out to the West Coast. I was a first phase buds instructor. And then I ran CQC, it's Close Quarters Combat, for SEAL qualification training. And that's when the buds students finish buds. They move over to SEAL qualification training, and so I ran one of those divisions for about a year.
So, Amber, when did you guys get married?
We got married before 9/11 in 2000, and my life shifted practically overnight from being a college student and Marcus's girlfriend to wife, mother, military spouse, and then shortly thereafter, 9/11 occurred, so of course, and just very honored to be able to support Marcus during his time serving the nation. And I think that we were very much in an adaptive type mindset where you don't really have time to think about what the long-term repercussions are from the survival mode that you're in during a time of war.
And did you know that you were marrying such a badass?
Yes.
Well, great.
Well,
yes and no. Yes and no. Marcus is very charismatic and lovable, an athlete, larger than life. I felt like he could do anything, but did I think that he would become a trained killer and a Navy SEAL and go on multiple combat deployments? No, but because I thought he could do anything, I sure wasn't too surprised when he was able to adapt to that.
And Marcus, so talking about your transition, when you came back, as so many do, you kind of slipped into a funk and had to go through that, right?
Yeah. It's weird. You know, when I went to see the psychologist in one of them in about 2010, and he said, you know, Marcus, this is getting really, you know, I don't say he's getting weird, but he just said, you know, you're like the 100th person, SEAL that has come to me over the last few months. And you guys are all experiencing the same thing. And these are all active duty, right? So this is, I wasn't even out of the military yet. And so, you know, there's obviously that something was going on, whether, you know, it was a mixture of PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And obviously, you know, along that you get, you know, symptoms of depression and anxiety and everything else. And then individuals, of course, are abusing alcohol to, you know, numb, you know, whatever's going on.
Sure.
And then, you know, on top of that, others are coming off of, you know, either surgeries from injuries they sustained overseas in battle or in training. And so, you know, many of those individuals, of course, are put on narcotics. They're put on opioid type medications. And as you know, and as we all know now, there's a very strong physiological addiction to those medications. And so, you know, I was just struggling like everybody else and looking for answers. And I was, you know, prescribed antidepressants. I was on antidepressants and mood stabilizers for 7 years straight. And so it was frustrating. Yeah, it was frustrating.
Because that's the first line of defense, right? I mean, that's the first thing they do.
That's traditional approaches to medicine. You know, that's what the doctors know. That's what they were trained for.
Right.
You know, we haven't had technology in almost 35 years when it comes to, medications to combat, you know, PTSD and depression.
So Amber, when Marcus comes back like that, number one, how long did it take you to figure out that something was wrong? And number two, when did you decide to stand firm against that?
Marcus was like the most capable human I'd ever met. He might not like me saying that, but to me, he was Superman. And I saw him trying to work on something that was elusive to him, which was finding peace and stability in his life post-service. And he had never not been able to achieve a goal that he set out to achieve. And so I thought that this was within his control. I gave a lot of threats, ultimatums, condemnation, criticism during this time because I thought he's in this funk and he can surely pull himself out. It wasn't until the brain autopsy of one of his former teammates was released within our community that I learned of a condition called interface astroglial scarring, which also had parallels to a condition called CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Many football players are dealing with this after years of concussions and some concussive head trauma. And so at that point, I realized this might not be all psychological and within his control. I think that there is a brain component to this. And so I started getting him into brain clinics. The talk therapy wasn't working. The antidepressants were making things far more complicated. I thought brain centers would be the answer. And they're great for giving diagnostics. They're not so great for long-term follow-up and, you know, what to actually do with what these images
are. Well, now, wait a minute. Is Marcus receptive to all of this help from you?
Ish. He was putting in the work, you know. Of course, you go to the VA and they're like, oh, here's your 10 prescriptions and here's your new therapist. And in a month, that person will be replaced with someone new. And so this is this carousel of never-ending misery. So the brain clinic seemed like a new approach, a little bit outside of the box. But it was still in America. It was still doctors with stethoscopes and lab coats and imaging and, you know, things we were used to. With every failed clinic or approach, he was becoming more and more depressed, despondent. For a high performing individual that cannot attain this goal, it's got to be really maddening.
That's got to be so frustrating for you both.
I knew that he was giving up hope. And
I tell you what I really, and Aaron, I don't mean to cut you off. You're on a roll, but what, do you want to keep going?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm going to say, you know, I, not that I, of course, didn't see it when I was still on active duty, because I did, obviously. But I remember being out and working at a, you know, I was at a great company and everything was going well. And I got called to, do this really cool kind of week-long physical fitness, if you want to call it a camp, but it was a couple of former guys that I used to work with in the military, you know, in the SEAL teams, and then a couple of NFL players. And we were, you know, they were getting us together to work out and kind of, you know, team build. And, you know, it was just kind of a fun week that I got to do.
Cool.
And I thought, but this is what happened. The last 2 days, I didn't go. I couldn't go. Like, I completely just broke down for no reason. You know, I was just unable to. You know, I was not functioning at that time. And then I remember the week after going into work, and one of the other partners there just said, hey, what's going on? And I just looked at him, and I broke down. And I don't know why. I don't even know if Amber knows this, but it was for no reason. And I just knew that there's something not right. Like, what's going on in my life? What's going on in my head? It's stuff that I couldn't control, which was really frustrating. You know, I was just really struggling. And so, you know, I was willing to do just about anything because, you know, at this point, it was about, you know, I guess it was probably five or six years in. And I wasn't getting better. Sorry about that. I'm out and about. I just wasn't getting better. And so I was looking for any answers. If you told me to tap my head and rub my belly and told me it was going to make
me,
I would have done it at that time.
Those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military and veteran families save $720 a year with 4 lines on their experience plans. Plus, your price on talk, text, and data is guaranteed for 5 years. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. And now T-Mobile is the best mobile network in the United States, according to Ookla Speedest. Plus, with T-Satellite, you never have to miss a message, thanks to the largest satellite-to-mobile network, even in places where no carrier tower can reach. There's never been a better time switch. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to see how much you can save.
Savings compared to regular pricing on experience plans. T-Satellite available with compatible devices in most outdoor areas of the United States where you can see the sky. Included with Experience Beyond or $10 a month, auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the United States based on an analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H2025. Ookla trademarks under license and reprinted with permission.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Since 2000, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
My heart told me only keep fighting. even though it didn't seem like there was a logical solution, and it did feel at one point like I had no choice but to quit. And I'd actually told my dad that, you know, I really wasn't quitting. It was just choosing something else. And then I remembered that one of Marcus's friends had been to Mexico and done this crazy treatment that I never heard of, made no sense to me. I didn't know what psychedelics were. I didn't know what this compound was, but I knew that I trusted that individual.
This is the psychedelic assisted therapy, right?
Yeah. It's a compound that, is readily available in Mexico. It's unregulated there, but it's illegal here. So I had to actually arrange for Marcus to leave the country and go have this experience. I didn't know what it would produce. I just thought maybe it would buy us some time and create a temporary relief in our life so that we could find the next thing that was available in the U.S. Well, come to find out, this plant that's grown in Africa, shipped to Mexico, and administered there in clinics all across the country, saved his life. It changed our lives and the trajectory of our family.
Like, immediately?
Exactly what we needed. Immediately. Yeah. Marcus can speak to that better than I can. But yes. Yeah. It was wild.
I mean, what happened when you did that, Marcus?
So, we can get into a whole rant about psychedelics, but what psychedelic therapy does is it gets to the root cause. Psychedelics get to the root cause of issues, so it doesn't put band-aids on symptoms, which antidepressants do. You know, they kind of,
dull you down, numb you down.
Yeah, kind of dull you, numb you out, or whatever. But psychedelics actually get to the root cause of issues, and if it's a psychological issue, it's a lot easier. Obviously, physiological issues, that's a different story. Although, you know, this drug in particular does help the brain physiologically, but I don't want to get too much into that.
Sure.
But let's just talk about, you know, psychological. If you have trauma, when you take the psychedelic under proper supervision with proper guidance and preparatory support from, you know, a therapist, and then the proper integration from the therapist, the drug itself, once you go under and within, you know, an hour, 2 hours, you actually revisit some of the toughest experiences in your life. So if you had tough experiences when you were a child, you're actually going to go revisit that. If you had tough experiences, you know, when you went to war, you want to revisit that. And the same thing after. And so, the body knows how to heal itself. You know, we know how to heal ourselves. And what psychedelics do, it just allows us to tap into our subconscious and release the if you want to call them the, you know, kind of the chains that have been holding you back.
Wow.
from growing in your life. It's really wild. You know, I can't explain it, you know, as a layman, but, you know, as we all know, the way we act, and especially if it's detrimental or people can notice a certain way that we act, many times those stem from something, right? They started when, you know, your dad yelled at you all the time for touching something or, you know, whatever, right? And so, you know, we've built these into our minds for so many years. Well, the psychedelic kind of goes, it's almost like a heat-seeking missile. It goes right to that point and says, okay, let's deal with that issue that you never dealt with before, because it's obvious that it's affecting you now, and you deal with it. It's really wild how they work. And that's why I think these are going to change the future of mental health care, because, you know, that's what the therapy is trying to get to, right? The therapy is trying to solve the problem. It's trying to figure out, the therapist, what is bogging you down? You know, what was that incident that's causing you to act the way you're doing today? It's the root, right? The psychedelic does that really quickly, right? So it does it in, you know, a few hours, 10 hours, but then you're able to integrate that over the next, let's say, couple of days or weeks. And so it's like taking 5 to 10 years of talk therapy and condensing that into a very short amount of time.
Oh, wow.
But as you can imagine, though, people with a lot of traumas potentially can open up a floodgate of not everybody is able to handle that. And that's why, you know, it can be very dangerous to do these substances by yourself, especially if there's trauma, because if you do have trauma and you don't have the support, you could be in a world of hurt, right? And that's what they talk about. Like, you should not be doing these drugs by yourself, right? And that's what happened in the 60s. And then the government stepped in and instituted the Controlled Substances Act in 1970, you know, and it stopped research for all these years. Because, you know, what a lot of people don't know, psychedelic drugs were intended for medicinal application.
Right.
They were just abused as recreational drugs, just like everything, just like opioids,
right,
and
right,
you know, Valium and Xanax and all these other things, right? Even alcohol, you know, is supposed to be used in moderation, not, you know, half a gallon a night type of thing. And right, you know, so you know, we just have to get back there. We have to destigmatize, you know, we have to educate individuals. You know, I wish they had a better name than psychedelics, because it definitely throws up, you know, red flags right away.
Well, what's interesting too, Marcus, just kind of an aside here, I interviewed Kenny Loggins a few months ago, and he just, you know, he has a memoir out. He's very candid about all of his drug use and all of this kind of stuff. The one thing that brought him back, honestly, was psychedelics. He went to an island, and that's when he started his songwriting career. I mean, it just kind of opened things up for him and clarified things. And that it's just amazing to me about how many things can be out there that aren't researched and aren't recommended.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank goodness for you guys to recognize this and start your nonprofit, VETS, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. And this thing, I mean, this is huge. You guys have raised millions of dollars and are helping so many people.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I'll tell you, whenever you find yourself in this new war after the war, it really throws you, because I lived for those days. I dreamed about those days when I would have Marcus home and we could be a family.
Right.
And I actually found myself feeling more comfortable and longing for the days of the war deployments, because I understood that dysfunction and I didn't understand how to live a normal life. And you know, the post 9/11 era of soldier in particular has given so much for this nation, 2 decades of sustained combat. And if you were prime fighting age on 9/11, you find yourself in your mid-40s or early to mid-50s now. You literally have half of your life left to live. And we know that it can be a life lived with meaning and purpose and fulfillment and peace. So how can you not pay that forward to other veterans? We feel like by leveraging the veteran voice, that those that have been through our program and contributing to scientific research, we can really go a long way in changing laws in the U.S. that would allow our veterans to access these therapies right here within the borders of this nation that they were willing to die for. So we're standing in the gap. It's an honor to do it. The stories that we're seeing are absolutely miraculous.
Wow.
And I'm so delighted and honored to say that it's not just our family that has experienced this. It is hundreds of families as well.
And I keep hearing that the name VETS, and then I remembered, I know that name because that donation from the Survivor winner, right?
Yes, Mike Gabler. Oh, my gosh, he's the best. We just spent some time with him last week.
I mean, he donated his entire winnings to you guys, I think.
Not the entire. The $1 million that he won, the Survivor, he gave to 10 veteran organizations.
Okay.
So we were one of them.
I got
But
you.
His father was an Army Green Beret. So he understands what it's like. You know, he understands these struggles intimately, and just, man, so much respect for him.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing that story. It's some incredibly important work you're doing. What's the best way for people to find out more about your organization?
Our website has the most info, which is vetsolutions.org, including a link for all of our podcasts and media hits. And very, very grateful for the opportunity to be on your show today.
Oh, man, it's our honor. Thank you guys so much. And just continue the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This year's U.S. National winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and soft robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.